Welcome to the Business, Wealth and Mindset Podcast. Your space for real motivational interviews and cutting-edge business content to inspire your positive mental attitude. And now, your host, Alex Sopala.
And we now on to the first speaker of the evening, Alex Sopala. Please put your hands together. Off you go.
Thanks, Sharon. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Let's get some energy in the room. Yeah. So, just show me your hand if you've ever started a property strategy and abandoned it. Anyone? Okay. Now, show me your hand if you actually know somebody who has actually been very successful in the property strategy that you actually abandoned. Yeah? So, essentially it means there are people who have actually done very well in that strategy, but for some reason, you didn't actually get to do it. Yeah? Okay. Anyway, a few thank yous before we begin. Sharon, Tim, Pam, and the team, they've put up quite a fantastic event. We've got refreshments in the room. So they've actually done quite well to put up the event today. So let's just give them a round of applause, yeah? Thank you, thank you. And also, most importantly, a big thank you to you guys for actually turning up tonight. I'm sure you've got some wonderful, fantastic things you could have been doing at home, watching Netflix, but you've actually taken the time to come and spend and network with us today. So that actually deserves a round of applause as well to you guys. Okay, so like it says, my name is Alex Sopala. I'm a property investor and co-host of PPN Event. I've been investing in property for quite some time, but I've built up a six-figure property business up to now, but that has actually been built up simply by following a system. Simply by following a model. And it is this model that I'm going to share with you guys tonight so that you can also benefit. I run the Edge Property Group, where we do lettings, our management investments, as well as training. There's an academy that we do. Completed on over 80 property deals. These are just some of the deals that we've done. We're mainly based in the Midlands, in Coventry. Anyone investing in the Midlands, Coventry? There's some, I know Tao does, and a few other people as well. Okay, so today we're just going to talk about the fundamentals of getting unstuck. Now, this talk is actually for you if you've ever experienced some mental blocks on things that you've wanted to do, either a property strategy or any project, and you've gotten unstuck. And this talk is also for you if you've probably gotten some results in something that you've been doing and it might be just a plateau, but you're just not breaking through into the success that you actually need to reach that excellence as well, then this talk as well is for you. Now, this talk is not for you if you're racking in the millions and you don't really need anything, you know, you don't have any mental blocks, but essentially, for the fact that you guys are here, means you're actually willing to listen and network with us and share in with the information as well. Okay? All right, so let's make a start. Success. What essentially is success? For me, I see success as an iceberg, because with a lot of people, you see all these big fancy cars, you know, big houses, swimming pools. That's what's on the surface. But what's really underneath for people to actually get those? There's a lot of stuff that's happening there. All the risks that they take, you know, the focus, the persistence. There's a lot of that. So whenever you're looking to do a project, you have to understand that there is these bits here which you don't see under the surface when you see people who are successful. It was actually the bits of the iceberg underneath that actually sank the big Titanic, isn't it? So that shows you what the amount of energy that sits underneath. Just want to introduce you to two types of entrepreneurs. The first is the blue-pilled entrepreneur. So these are the entrepreneurs who actually believe that, you know, theory alone is enough to get you anywhere. But essentially, if you go with the red-pilled entrepreneur, they understand that actually just the theory alone is not enough. You need a system actually to actually help you power through. You need the system to actually turn that theory into reality. And it is that system that we're going to talk about. So this is the reality. If knowledge is power, implementation and actually taking that action is your superpower. And that is what you need beyond the theory as well. So, who has been to the multiple streams of property income here? There are quite a few guys here. I remember the first one that I got to, it was quite fantastic. You guys can probably, you know the energy that in the room when you get there. You know, it's buzzing there. There's a lot of people, a lot of strategies. You are learning a lot of stuff. And for most people, like for me, when I first went to those, it was the conception of an idea, you know, something. I learned a few things that I actually didn't know. That stage, when we talk about the four phases of implementation, it's this here, unconscious incompetence, because it's the conception of an idea. You are starting to learn new things that you actually probably didn't know actually that they existed. So when you talk about the four phases of implementing any strategy, whether it's property or anything, it goes through four cycles, and this is always the first cycle, the conception of idea. And it can actually be quite addictive because you go there, you're buzzing, you know, there's a lot of energy. You take away things and then you have to go and actually put that into practice on your own. Now what happens? So I'm gonna go through some of this by following my own personal story as well of how it happened for me. So after going to this property multiple streams, I was, you know, full of energy. This is me. You know, I know it was actually HMOs which I was bold about. Yeah, HMO. This is me. I'm gonna, you know, get into this, and that was all fine. The next day, you know, I went to my day job, or you know, as you do, you know, full of energy. Started looking up on Rightmove, you know, finding deals, cracking the numbers. You know, some of them couldn't actually quite add up, and I was like, you know, maybe I could do this. Next day, find some deals, looked at my list of 10 people, investors, started giving them a call. I found this deal, you know, we got the money, lend me money. And what happens? Do you think anybody lent me any money? Not at all. Why is that? From the euphoria stage, which is the conceptual idea, you get to the epiphany stage. This is the conscious incompetence, because you now begin to understand that there are challenges. Things have to be done in a particular way. And at that stage, you don't fully know how to actually do those things because you haven't done the work. So, conscious incompetence, you understand your limitations. Yeah? You understand your limitations. And if you're not careful at this stage, this is where the limiting beliefs set in, because you start to get afraid, fear. It's not like that they said it, because they presented it so well. It's not that easy. You can make so much money in that. But when you start doing it, it's not as easy. It's very difficult. Limiting beliefs, you start to experience this resistance here. And when the limiting beliefs set in, that's where you start to give up. The mental blocks kick in. Actually, this stuff, it's not as easy. They started to, you know, just explain it in order to sell me a course and all of that. And as you get into that, the epiphany stage, you realize what you can't do. You actually can't get demotivated, and then you actually can't stop. And you may find yourself back into the euphoria stage, because you stop and then you start and find yourself getting excited about something else. In the end, you can end up in this, what they call the shiny penny syndrome loop. Yeah, you give up one thing, you go back to another course, you get excited again, because it can be quite addictive. You get to all these courses, but then you're not getting anywhere. Now, let's say you've broken into a little bit of success. Maybe you learned one or two things, got in one or few houses, you move into what we call the evolution phase. Now, you've gotten some results. This is the phase whereby you are developing your conscious competence. So you, let's say you pick a service accommodation. Welcome, Tony. Tony's in the house, by the way. Tony's going to speak with us later on as well. Conscious competence. So at this stage, now you've gotten some results. So maybe you've got one or two essays or one or two HMOs. But in the evolution stage, you break through to success. But again, you're just hitting that plateau, but not actually breaking through into the big league of the people who are doing well. So that's the conscious competence level. And then as you progress through and you do more things, you can find yourself into the excellent phase where you build momentum. You find new ways to actually do things, and that's unconscious competence. Now, you can also actually understand this level through how many people drive cars here? Yeah. When you first started learning to drive a car in this at this stage here, you remember, you probably would have seen a lot of people already driving cars, and it does look easy. I was actually just teaching recently my 16-17-year-old how to drive, and I've seen this on YouTube. It's not kind of, I see you driving, Dad. It's not that difficult, really, is it? And then the first time he got in the car, put it in the gear, what happened? Absolutely. It's not as easy as normally you actually see it. But as you develop through the stages, at this stage here, how many of you like driving a car from now? Maybe even, I remember when I do school runs, sometimes you're running late and you want to move from A to B. You actually find yourself there and you're thinking, how did I actually get there? You go past through the traffic lights and so on. Because you've developed this unconscious competence. You can do things almost on autopilot because you've been doing things so many times over. So that is the stage, that is the excellent stage where you're building momentum. You find a lot of some of the big league property investors, you know, the likes of Tony or sometimes Richard Stone and things. They can, like at this stage, you know, you put a proposal of a deal to somebody who has been in the game for a long time. They can tell you probably within 2-3 minutes or even less than that whether it's a deal or not deal, because they have been churning these deals over and over again, and they know what it actually takes to do, and that is the place that you need to be. Now, is it easy to get from here to there? Yeah? You understand there is a bit of resistance, isn't it? So if you need to move from this stage to that stage through these four phases of implementation, it must be that you need a system that can actually help you to move through those stages. And it's this system that I'm going to actually talk to you guys about. So I have developed this system through the acronym of TIME. And it is these four levels here. Transformation, inspiration, momentum, and excellence. This is the missing piece. This is the piece that will actually help you to move between the euphoria, epiphany stage, evolution, and into excellence as well. So we'll touch on this one at a time, transformation stage. Now, the transformation stage is the stage that will actually build your big, bold confidence, because you actually need that in order to break through that resistance. Now, I don't know about you, but some of you may relate to this about beliefs, because when I was growing up in the environment that I grew up in, there was a lot of beliefs that were instilled in people. Things like, you have to go to school, get a good education, live below your means, get a good job, and then be the big C word, comfortable. Be comfortable, yeah? So those kind of things are the ones that instill your belief, and you develop a belief system. And a belief system actually will direct your emotions, essentially your actions, and the results that you get as well. Can anyone relate to having some belief systems that they have? Oh, yeah? Absolutely. So belief systems are quite key. Now, in this Between the euphoria and the epiphany stage, this will be driven by your belief system. We all know and understand that actually success does exist outside of our comfort zone, yeah? You know, beyond where we are. Now, in the transformation stage, to upgrade your big, bold confidence, you need to bypass your basic instincts and disable your default settings. And this is your belief system. So what this means is all your personal development stuff. If you are surrounding yourself by people who have beliefs that are not in line with the direction that you went to do, you are going, you will find that when all of that resistance comes in, you're gonna drop. You're gonna stop, because those mental blocks are gonna bring you back to survival. Because that's why when the going gets tough, we normally retreat back to our comfort zone, because we are not built for things that is alien to us. So those challenges, when they come, when you've learned something, a conception or a new idea, and the going is getting tough, it's challenging your very fundamental belief system. And whenever that happens, you will retreat to your comfort zone. So in this process here, in the transformation stage, it's all about bypassing your basic instincts, the things that you have actually been ingrained in, you have your belief system, optimizing your operating system, your default settings. These are your thoughts and beliefs, which drive your emotions. They drive what you do, and eventually drive your results. So this is the first part, and it will involve things like, you know, listening to all those personal development audio books that actually help you to shift essentially your mindset. This is one of the stages that will actually help you. We'll talk more about that as well. Now, who has heard the phrase that begin with the end in mind? Yeah, begin with it. We've all heard that, yeah? But what does it mean, begin with the end in mind? That comes in this stage, which is called the inspiration stage, because inspiration, actually, what it does, it dissolves all your procrastination, and it is your mighty motivation. I remember, again, when I first started doing mentorship, so I had my first mentor. And the very first question that he asked me was, Alex, what's actually your vision? Why are you looking to do providence and all that kind of thing? And I said, well, it looks pretty obvious to me. I just want to make money. I mean, who doesn't want to make money? And he said, that's not good enough. Why? Why is just getting into something to make money not good enough? It's not compelling vision. And fast forward a few sessions later, it turns out that for me, my vision and what my end goal in mind was to actually attain that financial and time freedom. To get the financial and time freedom. And the time was actually more important, because I wanted the time freedom in order to actually live life on my terms. And what does living life on my terms for me, what did it mean? It means having the finances to support my family and leave a legacy for them, some of the charity work that I do, and also all the knowledge sharing that I wanted to do. And for me, knowledge sharing was all about helping to empower other people to actually reach success of their own, whatever that means. And knowledge sharing manifests in three things for me, which is the book writing, which I do. I do some of the books that I've written, some with Sharon, and my number one Amazon bestseller as well, The Business Path to Wealth Creation, as well as all the teaching and coaching and mentoring, and the podcast, The Business Wealth and Mindset Podcast as well. So all of those things, in order for me to be able to do that, I need the time and financial freedom to live the life on my terms, which is that. And because my vision was compelling enough, I built a blueprint with my mentors to say, how am I gonna achieve that vision? This blueprint here for me, it translated into, when I had those first sessions, to actually build a £5 million property portfolio within 12 months without using any of my money. Yeah. Once that all became very clear that I have a compelling vision, which is my actual end goal, like we said, begin with the end in mind, to attain that financial and time freedom, translated into a specific blueprint, which is a £5 million property portfolio within 12 months without using any of my money. I then find within that the skills that I needed, shorten the sales gap and develop this winner's mindset. Because a lot of the stuff, it's all about the mind. What is your mindset? This inspiration stage is the one which will help you between that euphoria stage and the epiphany stage, when you realize that things are hard. If all of this is very clear in your mind, you have a compelling vision and you've developed a clear blueprint of where you actually need to be, you will find that when the going gets tough, when the difficulties come, everything will be clear in mind. Because if you don't have a big reason why, when the going gets tough, everything, you're going to find everything difficult to actually achieve. But when all of this is clear, you actually are excited to face those challenges. When the difficulties come, you want to face them because you know the reason why you are hitting them hard, because you have a big compelling reason. So that is your inspiration stage. So between the transformation and the inspiration stage, it's going to help you break that resistance in the epiphany stage, when you realize your conscious incompetence and you want to break through. Does that make sense, everyone? Yeah. Give me a yes or yes? Absolutely. So now moving to part three, momentum. After I had gotten about five, because I started with the HMO strategy, about five HMOs, I wanted to take the game to the next level. Yeah, you know, because it's like that hitting that plateau, but you actually want to break through into real momentum. And with that, again, speaking to my mentors and discussing what is it that we can actually do. What was the missing piece between this epiphany stage into the big league of breaking into success? And this translated into fast momentum. At this stage, we discussed. I actually started doing the VIP. Has anyone started the VIP with Progressive? Yes. So this is like a syndicate. You get into a mastermind and you're dealing with like-minded people, as well as people who are further ahead to the stages that you actually want to be. There's one thing about following the journey of people who have actually walked the path, because they have the wisdom and they can share with you the knowledge of what it takes to be there. And with that, we developed in the mastermind group, because once you've developed the blueprint and the system in the mastermind group, you're coming there week in, week out, or whether it's once a month or once a quarter, or once a week, with what the things that you have done, and you get all of this feedback, accountability, support of a tribe that you're working with. So you've got the people who have broken through into the success. They are doing deals week in and week out. We set the strategies, we set the tasks that we have to do each week, each month, each quarter. When we meet in the mastermind, in the syndicate, you're talking about the feedback. What is it that you've done well? What hasn't gone well? What are the challenges that we'll face? What can we do? What can we shift? What can we pivot? What is working well and what's not? Accountability. You're being given the things to do. There's no such thing as well. Actually, if you come to the meetings week in, week out and say, sorry, I was actually busy this week, I haven't done anything, it becomes a bit embarrassing, isn't it? You know, and you don't want to do that. So when the dates and the times are coming up for you to go back to the syndicate, to the VIP, you actually get to encourage yourself to say, well, these are my tasks that I have to do. At least let me do one or two. I don't want to go there and embarrass myself by saying, I haven't actually done anything. And that in itself is one of the success habits, because doing things on a consistent basis is where you get the process. It's not about doing a lot of things in a short space of time, but if you take yourself a period, let's say a year, remember I had 12 months to build a 5 million property portfolio, and that's what I was working on. So with that, the feedback, the accountability, and the support of a tribe and a mastermind group actually helps you to break through between that epiphany and the momentum stage as well. And in part four, this is the big league, the people who are really at another level. Yeah. At this stage, you are the missing link here. You are eliminating your excuses. You own your journey here. You know there's no one else who is going to come for you. Everything depends on you. You are developing new ways of doing things, new ways of how to grow, and you're in the big league. That is where you're actually developing your entrepreneurial edge, eliminating excuses, you dissolve your dissonance in here, creating your gateway to success and building that excellence as well. So it may be a period of time that it will take you to move from that conception or idea to excellence, but this excellence stage, this is the actual system that will actually help you to actually get there. So, just to recap what we've actually covered so far, your four stages of implementation of a strategy. Start off with the conception of a new idea, something you get excited about, it could be quite addictive. We move into the epiphany stage, you realize things are not as easy as you would have thought or they were preached about. You get a bit of success, you hit that plateau, and then you're looking to break through into excellence as well. And what is going to actually help you is this missing piece here, your transformation, inspiration, momentum, and experience. So looking back at myself in those early days when I was just getting started with just a day job, you know, and a wife and, you know, a few kids, you begin to have those fears about, you know, what life, you know, will be like. What if I lose my job? What is it that I can do? And then you get excited to get into something like property and so on and so forth. But without a system like this to actually help you, you just remain in that zone of being fearful. You have those limiting beliefs. But what if you actually follow a system that actually helps you to break through into that as well? So that is the actual stage. So I hope this has been quite useful for you guys to actually listen to. Now, you have quite a few options. Tony is going to talk to us later on about HMOs and the strategy that can actually help you. You can take a stab at this, you know, go it alone, go home and attempt it and do it yourself and see what the results that you get. Or what if somebody somewhere took an interest in what you do? Whether it's a mentor who can actually help you, or a mastermind, or you know, a syndicate that you can get into, or a program that will actually help you to actually move through those stages with a system and a blueprint to actually upgrade and help you with your mindset as well as accountability feedback through all the stages that we've actually talked about. Would that be of any help to you guys? Is that a yes or yes? Absolutely. So I just leave you with this quote here. In the absence of clearly defined goals, we become strangely loyal to performing daily trivia until ultimately we become enslaved by it. So until and unless you actually develop a particular strategy and a way of doing things, you are going to find yourself enslaved between those stages, probably get stuck in the shiny penny syndrome, just running about, going to courses and courses without implementing something because you haven't got a particular system. And if it's anything, this system that I've shared with you today may actually help you to actually break through those stages and into success of your own, whatever that may be. So I've been Alex Sapala, and you guys have been fantastic. Thank you very much.